Five of the six Wisconsin wolf hunting zones are closed, but only about half of the 71 wolves the DNR is allowing to be killed in Wolf Zone 3, winding from Burnett County east to the Wisconsin River, have been shot or trapped. So under state law, dogs can be used in the Zone 3 hunt starting Monday. DNR large carnivore specialist David McFarland says hunters can only have the dogs track and chase wolves, not have them engage in a fight to the death.
You know, hunters using hounds for any species are required to prevent the dogs from killing the animal.
McFarland says he doesn't have specific concerns about dogs and wolves fighting, but he says DNR staff will be out looking for violations. Milwaukee attorney Jody Habish-Sinikin is helping represent a coalition of humane societies, conservationists, and hunters seeking to block the use of dogs in the wolf hunt. She says wolf experts do fear bloody confrontations.
Dogs who are unleashed and allowed to run at significant distances ahead of their dog owners or handlers are at significant risk of serious injury and mortality once they're released into wolf territory.
Habish-Sinikin also maintains the use of dogs is unnecessary, saying the Zone 3 kill quota would eventually be reached without help from Fido. But unless there's an appeals court ruling between now and Monday preventing dog use, the differing predictions will be tested on the lands of northwest Wisconsin. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.